They call themselves the Friends of the Republic, said the senator from Alderaan. They first contacted me a little over 4 years ago. At the time, the Alderaan government was in negotiations with Chandra-La for a joint mining venture on Eridus. My wife's family has connections to the corporate sector, and some of those connections were involved with the project. The information provided by this group helped avert a diplomatic and humanitarian disaster that would have engulfed not only Alderaan and Chandra-La, but several other key Republic systems as well. Obi-Wan considered him, frowning. And they did so because they are friends of the Republic. A flicker in Organa's eyes showed he heard the skepticism, but he didn't respond to it. And because they would have been directly impacted by the resulting scandal if the mining venture had been allowed to continue as planned. Ah, of course. In other words, they were motivated by personal gain. I don't deny enlightened self-interest was a factor, Organa said mildly enough, but it's also true that many lives and livelihoods were saved by their intervention. He shrugged. After all, self-preservation isn't a crime. Perhaps not, but as a motive, it did tarnish the altruistic halo. And they assumed you would also act out of enlightened self-interest. They gambled that even if I wasn't motivated by doing the right thing, I'd use all my political power to avoid a scandal that would damage my house. But I can assure you, Master Kenobi, that if doing the right thing had meant exposing my family and connections to censure, then I would not have hesitated. There were many lives on the line. An interesting admission. Is this man a typical politician, or isn't he? Obi-Wan thought. The Jedi Council always thought of him as a friend, but these are proving to be deceptive times. Trust is a more expensive commodity now. Then Obi-Wan said, I don't recall hearing anything of this narrowly averted mining disaster. Organa's brief smile was grim. It was handled at the highest diplomatic levels with the utmost discretion. If the details had leaked, we'd still be mopping up the political fallout today. Really? Obi-Wan thought. Well, that certainly confirmed what the Jedi knew of Organa's credentials and influence. So, Senator, you handled a difficult situation neatly. Congratulations. But forgive me if I point out that one Minok does not an infestation make. Organa leaned forward, fingers fisted so tight his knuckles whitened. Master Kenobi, please, give me some credit. These Friends of the Republic proved themselves 5 more times after our initial encounter. They were matters of internal Alderaan security. I don't propose to divulge the details, but I can assure you they have done me and my house great service. By extension, they have served the Republic. And for all I know, I'm not the only one they've helped. I'm sorry I can't be more specific about them, but what I've told you is the truth. Are you prepared to take my word on that?
Of course he is, Bail, said Padme, breaking her silence at last.
Her pleasant tone was deceptive. Beneath its sweetness, a sharp blade lurked.
Obi-Wan knows the Jedi have no better friend than you. I'm sure he hasn't forgotten how you defended the Order in the Senate against the Quarren's unjust accusations of child theft.
No, he had not, but that incident had no bearing on the current situation. He shot her a quelling look.
Do not push me, Padme.
Then he nodded at Organa. Your support of the Jedi is well known in the Order, Senator, he said at his most reserved. Please do not misinterpret my concerns as suspicion. I don't, said Organa. It's in all our best interest to be cautious these days, Master Kenobi.
Obi-Wan, said Padme, her tone was softer, more cajoling than commanding. These are dark times, it's true, but some friends remain friends until the end. I believe Bail is one of them.
So she understood, did she, the wariness that now pervaded the Jedi Council? Interesting. He turned again to Organa. Senator, I accept your assertion that these people, whoever they are, have proven themselves to be friends of Alderaan, and their information in that regard is reliable. But what makes you believe they're reliable beyond that? Organa flicked an apologetic glance at Padme. Then he braced his shoulders. You're not going to like this, either of you. Obi-Wan swallowed a sigh. Probably not, no. I already don't like it, and I hardly know anything yet, Obi-Wan thought, then said. Let me be the judge of that, Senator. Slowly, choosing his words with care,